Time now for World Sports from the BBC. Hello from me, John Bennett. Coming up, the new Barcelona head coach thanks Lionel Messi for helping him to get the job. A legend of Australian cricket calls the current team embarrassing. And some of the big stars from the 2012 Paralympics dominate on day four of the IPC World Championships in Lyon.
Just a little bit close at the end of the day. I'm just lucky. You know, I've just got to take that into account today. It was my day. And I got that bit of luck that I needed.
But first to some breaking news in football and in the English Premier League. Liverpool have rejected Arsenal's improved offer for the striker Luis Suarez. The unusual bid is understood to be exactly £40 million and £1. That's around $60 million US. It's designed to trigger a release clause in the player's contract, but Liverpool have rejected it outright. Real Madrid remain interested, but they've yet to make a formal offer for Suarez. Meanwhile, Tottenham manager Andre Villas-Boas says he's counting on Gareth Bale to stay at the club amid reports in Spain that he's set to join Real Madrid. The Spanish daily newspaper Marca suggested the La Liga club are closing in on a six-year deal for the Wales forward, but the Spurs manager Villas-Boas insists Bale is not going anywhere.
Part of your question, I don't want to become repetitive from what I was telling you last season and what I've been telling you since the beginning of the season. So I cannot extend myself, and the player is a player that we are willing to continue to have. He's a Tottenham player, one of the most fantastic players in the world at the moment, and we are counting on him for the future.
The Manchester United manager David Moyes says he expects Wayne Rooney to play for the club on their pre-season tour in Sweden next month. Rooney flew home from Thailand earlier in July with a hamstring injury, but Moyes is insisting he will not be sold despite speculation about the striker's future.
As far as we know, he's coming on. He started light jogging, and the feedback I'm getting from the physios is that he's progressing, so hopefully those dates will still be right when we get back.
And are Chelsea wasting their time still with all this fuss back home?
Well, we've said, and the club's said, that no, he's not for sale, and that's not changed.
Barcelona's new head coach, Gerardo Martino, says he has no doubt that the club's star player, Lionel Messi, had an influence in him landing the job. The BBC's Joel Richards has been speaking to us about Martino. He says that the manager has a good reputation after doing so well with the Argentine club side Newell's Old Boys, where Messi started his career as a youth player.
Really what Martino has done is transform this club, taking him to win the title, taking him to the continental semi-finals of the Copa Libertadores, and at the club where he himself is really a legend. He's managed really, though, most recently in the last year or so, to really transform Newell's Old Boys into a great team to watch. And as a result, he's won people over, and it goes back to this, you know, it's Tata Martino, you know, people are warm to him, and there's a lot of pride, certainly in Argentina, at him being given this job.
News from African football now, and in Cameroon, the president of FIFA's normalisation committee there, Joseph Owono, has called for everyone involved in football in the country to unite. It was the installation of that committee which led FIFA, the world football's governing body, to lift its global ban on Cameroon, which was in place because of government interference in football matters. The BBC's Nishat Ladha has more.
FIFA lifted that indefinite suspension on Cameroonian football, which all means that the path is now clear for Cameroon to finish their World Cup qualifying campaign. Now, remember, that ban was imposed on them on July the 4th for governmental interference into the running of the country's football affairs. FIFA then called for they term as a normalisation committee to be installed to look after the statutes of Cameroonian football. Well, that's been done, and FIFA have now lifted the ban because they're satisfied their conditions have been met.
Moving away from football, there was gold for Johnny Peacock, Alan Oliveira and Tatiana McFadden. They were the highlights of the fourth day of the IPC World Athletics Championships in Lyon. Trackside for the BBC, watching some of the world's top Paralympians in action, was the BBC's Ed Harry.
Single leg amputee Peacock, having lost his 100 metres world record in the semis, responded as a champion should. Composed and ready, even a stumble out of the blocks was dealt with. Richard Brown does have the world record, but despite a desperate lunge for the line in the final, he's still never beaten the Paralympic and now world champion. Alan Oliveira won his 100 metres to complete his sprint double. The Brazilian double amputee will now line up against Peacock at the anniversary games in London on Sunday. And Tatiana McFadden race to gold number 3 of a possible 6. The US wheelchair racer breaking Chantal Petitclerc's 800 metre world record in the process.
So victory for Johnny Peacock and revenge over Richard Brown after his defeat at last year's Paralympics. Peacock was delighted with his win.
Just a little bit close at the end of the day. I'm just lucky. You know, I've just got to take that into account today. It was my day and I got that bit of luck that I needed. Talking to my coach Steve Fudge, and it was always about getting through the round and then getting through the final. So obviously that run wasn't quite as quick as my round. The wind wasn't that kind, but can't complain about that. It was just my problem. I didn't execute the start how I should have done. And luckily just managed to pull through for the end.
Yeah, I mean, he looked like he was chasing you down. It went to that dip, didn't it, at the end?
Well, to be honest, I stumbled at the start. He got a couple of steps out in front of me. And after that, it was just head down push and get to the end of the line.
Also amongst the day's winners was Tatiana McFadden. She also admitted to a tough race, but was delighted with her gold medal.
It was an unbelievable race. I didn't even know if I was going to get a world record. The wind's pretty tough out there. It's a very, very strong wind, so I had to just race my race. I had a plan in my head, and I was just going after the plan. I wasn't even going for the world record. I was just going to try my best to see if I can get up front and to stay up there.
The Australian cricket legend Geoff Thompson says he's embarrassed by the current team's performance in the Ashes against England. Australia are 2-0 down in the iconic series with just 3 tests left to play. Thompson, who took 200 test wickets in the 70s and 80s, says the current players are letting themselves down.
Well, I'm embarrassed. I hope they can do something in Lancashire, in Manchester. You know, I really mean that. These guys are going to look at themselves in the mirror and say, look, you know, hang on a minute. I've been lucky enough to get in this side. I know this sounds a bit dreaming, but I hope they pull their finger out and do a decent job and give everybody, you know, their run for their money.
At the World Swimming Championships in Barcelona, Brazilians Polimana Okimoto and Ana Marcela Cunha won gold and silver in the women's 10K open water final. The defending champion, Britain's Kerry-Anne Payne, was naturally upset to lose her title, but admitted it was a brutal race to swim in.
I'm so disappointed that girls think they can be that rough during the race and get away with it. I guess it was kind of the bigger girl that won it. I have no idea, to be honest. Just was absolutely brutal. First 2 laps were totally fine, no problem. And then all of a sudden, it was just absolute carnage. I have no idea how many places I lost going around. One boy getting dumped, getting hit in the face, getting pushed over, and swam over. Not quite what I was kind of hoping, I guess, this swim would have been.
Now, with the memories of the London Olympics still fresh in the mind, another large sporting event will get underway in the British Isles in exactly a year's time as the Commonwealth Games get underway in the Scottish capital, Glasgow. The former Olympic and Commonwealth gold medal winning cyclist Sir Chris Hoy is an ambassador for the Games. He's been telling us that the Games will be a great opportunity to bring some of the world's biggest names to Scotland.
Possibly, hopefully, you know, Usain Bolt, one of the biggest stars in the world of sport, here for the 100 metres. But there's also, you know, all the kind of the homegrown stars too. And in Scotland, we're very excited because it's, you know, all the chance for the young athletes to experience this home support. And it's, you know, it's a unique experience. There's nothing like it when you have that roar of the crowd and they're cheering you on. So it's, it's going to be an exciting time.
Before we go back to our top story, breaking news in the English Premier League. Liverpool have rejected Arsenal's improved offer for striker Luis Suarez. The bid is exactly £40 million and £1. It's designed to trigger a release clause in the player's contract, but Liverpool have rejected it outright. That's the latest sports from BBC World Service.